Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. This morning, I want to discuss one of the Ten Commandments found in Exodus 20. In Exodus 20, verse 7, we find the third commandment, and it says in the King James Version, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." In the New International Version, it reads this way, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God." Now, typically, we take this third commandment to mean that we should not curse or cuss. Now, certainly, that is part of obeying this third commandment. We should never use God's name while cussing, cursing, or condemning. But I feel that there is much more to keeping the third commandment than just simply avoiding misusing God's name in what we might call gutter language. First of all, think about this. Names are important to God. In the Bible, there are occasions where God felt it necessary to change the names of certain individuals. Three come to mind: Abram to Abraham, Saul to Paul, and Simon to Peter. The name Christian is important because the name means you are a follower of Christ. The Apostle Paul emphasized this concept further in 2 Corinthians 5:20 when he said, quote, "We are ambassadors for Christ." Therefore, as ambassadors, we represent Christ and his name. But we do not represent Jesus only by the words we use. We are representing Jesus by the things we do, our actions. Now let me try to explain what I'm getting at by giving you some general hypothetical examples. As a Christian, if we claim to do something in God's name and we fail to follow through, in essence, we have taken the name of God in vain. As a Christian, if we verbally commit to set the right example in God's name and fail to do so, we have, in essence, misused God's name. If we, as professing Christians, make a promise to someone to do something and don't make a conscious effort to fulfill that promise, we are, in essence, taking God's name in vain. Brethren, keep this in mind. If we, as Christians, don't behave in a godly manner, not only in the things we say, but also in the things we do, we are dishonoring God's name. Let us pray. Father, hallowed be thy name. Help us to be good examples as we hold up your name above all other names. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.